Today's scripture reading is from Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verses 9 through 16. You have ravished my heart, my sister, my bride. You have ravished my heart with a glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How sweet is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than any spice. Your lips distill nectar, my bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue. The scent of your garments is like the scent of Lebanon. A garden locked is my sister, my bride. A garden locked, a fountain sealed. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates, with all choicest fruits, henna with nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all chief spices, a garden fountain, a well of living water, and flowing streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow upon my garden, let its fragrance be wafted abroad, let my beloved come to his garden and eat its choicest fruits.
So you need to memorize some of that. Share that with Annie sometime.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's love poetry, and we don't often read from the Song of Solomon. My goodness, that's different. Well, I'll make it fit in. So here we go. This is the choir's first performance for the new year. And there are five main rules that I'm going to share with them that they must follow. They laugh. When singing on Sunday morning, which is today, please sing the same piece of music. Number two, if you sing a wrong note, give a nasty look to your neighbor so the congregation does not suspect you. Number three, if everyone gets lost but you, follow those who get lost. And number four, if a passage is difficult, slow down. If it's easy, speed it up. Everything will work itself out in the end. And finally, my favorite rule, you need to abide by this one. When everyone else has finished singing, please refrain from singing any notes that are left over. All right. We talk a lot about music, and we emphasize music around here. 2 weeks ago, we had our bell choir, their inaugural performance. Last week, we had the orchestra. And this week, our choir begins its performance season. So thank you. It was a very joyous piece of music. We emphasize music, and why do we do it? It's because religion has two components. There is a religion of the head, and there's a religion of the heart. One addresses the intellect, knowing about God, knowing about Jesus. The other approaches the heart, which is actually knowing God and knowing Jesus. There's a difference between knowing about and knowing. Both are valid. We need to know about. But there is also the emotional part of religion that is important. The emotional part which compels us to want to follow Jesus. Hence music. Music addresses that aspect of the heart that wants us to connect with the divine who is above, beneath, and inside all of us. That distinction is important. A good example of this is the poetry, the love poetry that I had William read a few moments ago. And I'm glad that you're the one who got this reading. It's just so appropriate, William. But this is love poetry. It's like music. You're not supposed to read Song of Solomon intellectually, like, okay, this is a description of the female body, and we could do a doctor thing. We could say, yeah, a human body has this, this, and this. But, oh, to say it the way the song writer says it, you have stolen my heart. Oh, you have stolen my heart. He doesn't say, you have crossed my mind lately. He says, you have stolen my heart. This is the emotional aspect of love. The first kiss I ever received was in first grade. I took it very offensively, and I went home crying to my mom, not crying with tears, but crying in protest what this young lady had done. It was a little town of Sampson, Alabama, where my father was a pastor. And I went home and complained to mom, saying that this terrible woman, this woman of the night down the street, had kissed me, and it was unwanted. That was at a time of my life where I did not know the heart of love. And I would have laughed at things like, "How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are like doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats." I'm not sure how romantic that is. "Descending from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep, just shorn. Coming up from the washing. Each has its twin. Not one of them is alone." So in other words, this woman didn't have missing teeth. "Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David." I could go on, but it gets a little bit racy after that. I would not have understood what that meant as a first grader. I understood about love. I understood what people did who were in love. I saw my parents kiss. Yeah, I know that. It's gross, but I understand that. But it had not hit the heart. That took maturity. That took age. When I grew into puberty and the hormones kicked in, kisses from a lovely lady were an entirely different thing because they took me beyond mere information and they conveyed to me what is inexpressible and sublime, and that is the love of one person to another. So it takes us, music and the arts and poetry, they take us beyond education to transformation. And Solomon breaks into that poetry. The music of the choir, the music of our orchestra, the music of our bell choir are just a few of the many elements designed in this sanctuary to address our emotions, to live us, to keep us, to lift us above mere intelligence. So the windows are that way, and they are beautiful, and they can, in fact, compel us to come into the presence of God. The vaulted ceiling, there's so many candles, there's so many things that we do, we see, we hear, that are designed to take us beyond the mere intellect. And so I wanted to dedicate this time, as the choir has begun its season, to that very important aspect of our faith. Look and listen, not just with eyes and ears, but look and listen with your heart as you come into this place. And if you do, maybe, just maybe, you too will be caught in here, enraptured, inspired. Maybe you too will catch a glimpse of the grandeur and majesty of God. A young man said to his father at breakfast one morning, "Dad, I'm going to get married." And the father asks, "Are you in love?" And the son says, "I sure am." And the father asks, "How do you know you're in love?" And the son said, "Last night when I was kissing my girlfriend goodnight, her dog bit me and I didn't feel the pain until I got home." So may that be our experience. Whatever pain we bring into this place, may we be enraptured by the presence of an eternal God and leave here feeling that we have encountered the divine. Thank you, choir, for your participation in that act. And thank you, Neil, for your marvelous leadership of our music program. And I say amen and amen.